Life's Work, a Memoir by David Milch, read for you by Michael Harney, with a prologue read by the author.
To my beloved brother Bob, who I miss every day. Tell me a story. In this century and moment of mania, tell me a story. Make it a story of great distances and starlight. The name of the story will be Time, but you must not pronounce its name. Tell me a story of deep delight. Robert Penn Warren. Prologue. I'm on a boat sailing to some island where I don't know anybody. A boat someone is operating, and we aren't in touch. Sometimes if you've been unwell and in the hospital and they aren't yet sure what's wrong with you, waiting to find out what tests have to be done for them to understand what's wrong, you experience that fundamental uncertainty about the state of your relation to the world. Am I about to leave it? You feel so provisional in your connection to what you're experiencing. I'm losing my faculties. Things seem a continuous taking away. Wake, don't know if it's night or day or whether to trust the processes of your own body to function. You're not sure where you are. Obsessively rehearse what you think might be your obligations to be certain you're remembering what you need to do or know. You act like you know what someone is talking about when you have no fucking idea. You're just impersonating who you used to be. My brain has amyloid plaque. They can number how much. The plaques compound. Palliative slow to spread, but nothing arrests it. I get up at 3 a.m, defiantly night. Even the dogs have different personalities. It's a growing solitude. I wonder, and not infrequently, is it gone for good? My mind. And the only answer you get is an answer in that moment. It doesn't hold on. But that's the whole human contract. Seen so, all of this is gone already. Somebody's dealing, and you have no choice but to play. So to take on at this juncture, under these circumstances, the challenge of trying to see things as clearly as possible, identify certain recurring patterns and joys and tragedies, is a blessing. It seems increasingly that life is something that happens to you, and art the opportunity to understand what's transpired. You need only to be brave. I'm intimidated and concerned about limitations my health will impose on writing this book, an ongoing process of discovery. Compounding the intrinsic solitude is the deterioration of a sense of readiness and organization, so there's a necessary, continuous reconstitution. Of the process of composition, Robert Penn Warren wrote, "This is a process whereby pain of the past and its pastness may be converted into the future tense of joy." And what he's talking about is this process in which, in its seeming irrecoverability, every kind of pain brought once again to life is transformed. Though I'd be grateful to accomplish some overview or summation, I flinch from that presumption. The patterns and urgencies and imperatives will reveal themselves. The very idea of not knowing, as an organizing principle, is to be accepted with the proper humility, that it's a privilege not to know and be given a chance to find out. You're always aware there's an irreducible mystery that at best you're going to approach but never going to capture, and reverence for the mystery is itself the organization of the story. My story. Writing for television rewards the balancing of runners. Stories initiated in earlier episodes with material generated within the episode at hand. Those concerns can be extrapolated into much larger themes about the relation of the past to the present. I imagine there'll be some of that here. Certain reoccurrences and repetitions. Also, I'm losing my mind.